It's Issues and Ideas. I'm Marisa Waddell with you. And my guests today are singer-songwriter Inanna Rose and Glean Slow program manager Josh Ayers. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
We're here to talk about Glean Slow and a concert that's coming up that benefits Glean Slow. That's why Inanna is here. And you also, Inanna, have done a little gleaning yourself. But first, before we talk about that, I'm going to have you, Josh, tell me exactly what Glean Slow is and what is your mission.
Glean Slow is a program of the Food Bank Coalition of San Luis Obispo County, and our mission is to rescue nature's bounty for the benefit of our community.
Okay, and that means going to farms or backyards or both?
Both, and a little bit beyond that. We also collect excess produce from farmers markets. We work with schools to have fruit drives, in addition to what you said already, backyards and commercial farms.
And is this all of San Luis Obispo County?
The entire county, that's right.
Okay, and is this part of the food bank? Is it under the umbrella of the food bank, or is it a separate nonprofit organization?
It is a part of the food bank. We are a program of the food bank.
What are the numbers of people in our area who are in need of food support?
46,000 is the number in our county of people that struggle with food insecurity.
Wow, 46,000, one in six people.
That's right.
So one of my neighbors could very well be needing the services that you're offering.
That's right. And it's food insecurity, meaning that they're not necessarily like going hungry, but they don't have consistent access to fresh, nutritious food.
Mm-hmm.
So we try and bridge that gap in our county by providing produce that goes to the food bank and gets distributed through community and agency partners.
If somebody is in need of fresh produce on the Central Coast, how do they go about getting it?
They can contact the food bank directly, and they can get in touch with different partner agencies that we work with to figure out distribution schedules. There are different types of distributions that the food bank offers, children's farmers markets, seniors farmers markets. We also have more than 50 public distributions.
When Glean Slow goes out and gathers all of this produce, are you gathering produce that would be wasted otherwise, or are you having some kind of partnership with farmers where they're sharing? How does that work?
Yeah, majority of it, it's not necessarily that the farmers are wasting it, but maybe circumstances such as, you know, the outside leaves of lettuce gets sunburned or something like that. That becomes something that they're not able to market. It goes from like a Class A product to like a Class B product. And so we work with them to recover that Class B product or coal because they can't sell it. And so we're using that to take into the food bank, rescue it.
And are you always looking for new farmers and backyard producers to work with?
Or do always you looking, plenty? Always looking for new farmers and homeowners to work with on that. I mean, specifically homeowners. I mean, you look around San Luis Obispo County, like seems like everyone has some sort of like citrus tree in their backyard that, you know, there's just fruit falling on the ground, and that's really healthy, nutritious food that could be going to a family in need.
Tell me a little bit about the kinds of crops that you encounter, and what are the most common crops that you glean, and also what are the most needed kinds of crops?
We harvest a lot of stuff. I was looking at our crop list for the past 2 or 3 years, and I think we have 90 different crops on there. Huh. I'd say the most common on the commercial level would be lettuce, brassicas, things like cabbage, broccoli, that sort of thing. On the backyard homeowner level, a lot of citrus. In the summertime, the stone fruit's really big. It's really cool because that produce is... Some of those trees may have been planted in the 50s or 60s. So it's just some really unique heirloom variety that you just don't see a lot of these days. And, you know, the Saturn peaches and, you know, that sort of thing, blood oranges. In terms of like what we need more of, I mean, anything. You can really donate anything. We get pineapple guavas, strawberry guavas. There's just so much food out there.
Are there any kinds of crops that you're not really interested in because people aren't as interested in eating that particular kind of crop? I'm just thinking of something like persimmons that, you know, they're not a very popular fruit, but would you turn down a persimmon?
Absolutely not. No, we actually kicked our 2016 off with a large persimmon glean in Cambria. Our volunteers, I believe there's 15 to 18, came out to that, and we were able to rescue over a ton of Hychia persimmons. So no, we don't say no unless, you know, there's like a quality issue.
Who volunteers to glean?
Oh, man, you name it. And we've probably had somebody that fits that description out there. I'd say in large part, a lot of volunteers are retirees. We do get our fair share of students. We love when students come out. They just have that energy. Not that our retired volunteers don't. And we have certain gleans where there's no immediate safety concerns, so we're able to have children out. We work with a farm in Cambria that has had us out for blueberries the past few years. And we're just so grateful for that experience because that's like a very kid-friendly opportunity for the kids to come out, pick blueberries, and just be around it.
Do you have special equipment that you provide that you have on hand for picking fruit that's high up off the ground or any other kinds of equipment that...
We do, yeah. We have harvest ladders, you know, pruning equipment, harvest bags, harvest knives. We're pretty well stocked for most gleans, but... You know, sometimes that equipment kind of like wears down a little bit, gets old, so we kind of have to, you know, get new equipment or have it repaired. But I'd say for the most part, that's our standard equipment.
New and tender like the spring, I was open to everything. I was green, so green. You smiled at me and I couldn't think. I must have blushed a perfect pink, like a rose unfolding slow. You were golden, and you made me shine. And I thought that you were mine, for a brief but precious time. And I was golden too. Like you.
You're listening to Issues and Ideas on KCBX. I'm Marisa Waddell, and I'm talking with the Glean Slow program manager, Josh Ayers, and singer-songwriter Yanana Rose is here also, and she's here because there's going to be a fundraising concert coming up for Glean Slow. Yanana, you have had your own Glean experience. Can you tell me how you got involved?
Yeah, well, volunteering for Glean Slow has been on my list ever since it got started. A really good friend of mine started up the program, and so I've heard all about it kind of from the ground up. One of the things that kind of held me back from volunteering sooner, I think, was because I was in the real mommy stages with a young child. And so not all of the gleans are young child friendly, but my older son is getting older and I'm going to start taking the family out pretty soon. So it took me a while to sign up. I finally went out last week. We gleaned tangerines in Avila. It was a private residence, right, Josh? Yeah,
right.
I mean, they just had, it felt like an orchard to me because they had so many trees. But it was a really cool experience, super fun.
Tell me a little bit more about the experience. Were you working with a team or was it just you and your family? How did that work?
Yeah, so the first thing that comes to mind is that it was really communal. So everybody shows up individually. Glean Slow was really well organized. They had, you know, a sign out front and somebody out front making sure you get to the right place and you turn down this private road and everybody parks. And then you just kind of, you know, follow the path. When I got to where the orchard was, they had everything you would need. So these long gloves if you didn't have long sleeves, because tangerines grow in basically like huge bushes. I mean, they're trees, but they're really kind of prickly and a lot of leaves everywhere. And the pliers, what do you call them?
The pruners.
Thank you. Yeah, the clippy things. And the big tall ladders. And, you know, they just kind of stock you up and they give you a couple safety tips and they say thank you so much for being there. And it was a really neat collection of people. There were young people, like he was saying. There was a great group of kids from Mission. And then, you know, everybody on up into people who looked like they were in their 70s. And some people clearly knew what they were doing and gleaned all the time. And you had a number of first timers like me. But it was really fun. I mean, one of my memories from that day was the harvesting ladders are really big. I mean, they're really tall. So you're way up there, like felt like it was a story up or so at the very top of the ladder. And you've got this amazing view of Avila and all the mountains. And I can almost see the ocean. And there's this woman right next to me. And we're up just kind of on top of the world. And she's holding back the branch, and I've got the pruner, and it's like this whole team effort of both hands. And of course, we were being very safe on the ladder. And we just start talking. It turns out our kids go to school together, and they're in their math classes together. And it was just neat, really neat. The babysitter that we used to have 10 years ago was the GLEAN coordinator that day. And, you know, just San Luis Obispo kind of stuff.
Josh, when people want to volunteer for GLEAN Slow, how do they sign up?
We have a harvest page on our website, gleanslow.org. Click on the volunteers tab and register to volunteer.
And how about if somebody has a tree full of lemons that they want to share? How does somebody sign up to have that tree gleaned?
Right. That could be a farmer or somebody who has a lemon tree. And right next to that volunteer tab is a donate crop tab. And you click on that and it asks for your name, sort of the address of the tree. And then the donor can give sort of a breakdown of information on that tree and hit submit. We get an email and contact you within 24 hours.
So that's GLEANSLO.org.
That's correct.
Where do you get your funding?
So we are a program of the food bank. So there's funding coming in from the food bank, but we also received a USDA Community Food Programs grant in 2013. And that was a 3-year grant that allowed us to bring on 2 full-time staff members and a part-time driver. And that pretty much funds our program right now.
You have this fundraiser coming up. It's this concert with Yanana Rose. So you have other
that's right.
Other ways that you bring money in.
Right. So outside of grants, donor support and, yes, working with musicians and other special events in the community.
Tell me a little bit about the concert. What made you decide to do a concert to benefit GLEAN Slow, Yanana?
Yeah, so it came about in kind of one of those San Luis Obispo kind of ways. I was looking to do a show with a friend of mine who is a visual artist, and we were kind of trying to pair art and music and just thinking about different venues. I had always wanted to play music at Sally Lou's. I love the acoustics there. It's really beautiful. It's that kind of like small to medium size venue, but they don't really hold regular shows there, although they're open to it. They sort of say, well, you can use our venue if you like, but you kind of have to put it all together. So it had just been on my list for a long time. Mm-hmm. And when we went in to talk to them, they got really excited about GLEAN Slow. And it turned out that the art portion of it was booked up for like a year. So we just decided to pull out the art portion of it, go ahead with the music. But the idea of doing it as a benefit of GLEAN Slow is what really inspired Sally Lou's to want to donate the venue. So it just felt like that connection needed to be really honored. So I'll tell you a little bit about the show.
Yeah, please do. Sally Lou's is on Oso Street.
Right. It's right by the railroad station, kind of, you know, in that really cool little roundabout right by the walking bridge. So it's going to be April 16th. Starts at 7 o'clock. Doors will open at 6:30. The show will be 7 to 9. So there's going to be a portion of music, and then we're going to have an educational portion where Josh will talk about GLEAN Slow. There's going to be a barista there and light snacks. It'll close. The night will close out with music as well.
Tell me a little bit about the music that you're going to share with us that evening.
My music is acoustic Americana, contemporary folk music. That particular evening, I think I'm going to slant it a little more bluegrass. I'm really excited to play with 2 lead instrumentalists that I have not been able to get together with me on the stage at the same time playing. So I'm really excited about that. I'll be playing with Banjo Dan and Kenny Blackwell. And it's just fun to have 2 lead instrumentalists because it just kind of opens up the songs in a different way. So we'll be reinterpreting them for the evening. It's going to be really fun. Really looking forward to it.
Josh, did you want to add anything more about the GLEAN Slow program or how to get involved?
Sure. Yeah. You can go to our website. You can contact the program directly at gleanslow@slowfoodbank.org. You can give me a call. Our phone numbers are listed on there if you have any sort of tree needs that your trees need to get picked or anything like that, contact myself or our program coordinator, Margo, and we can get you set up. We're really grateful for our opportunity to have this benefit fundraiser with Yanana.
So GLEAN Slow, a concert coming up at Sally Lou's, and that's on April 16th, Saturday at 7 o'clock in the evening. And GLEAN Slow is looking for your attendance at the concert and your volunteering to pick any kind of produce in our region for people in need. 1 in 6 food insecure people on the Central Coast. So it's a good cause. Yanana, tell me about the song, Do You Dream of Me?
Yeah, it's a tale of doomed love, as a number of my songs are. It's a nostalgic song about old love and the things that haunt us you know, sometimes even when we'd rather not be haunted.
Do you dream of me in the deep of the night? Do I light a spark in your twilight? When you wake, do you reach for her to make it right? Oh, tell me, do you dream of me?
Thank you so much, singer-songwriter Yanana Rose and Glean Slow Program Manager Josh Ayers.
Thank you so much, Marisa.
For Issues and Ideas, I'm Marisa Waddell.